Hey guys, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit today about a conversation I had with a guy this week where he's in a relationship where, you know, he really cares about his wife and kids and family, and in every other area of life he's really successful. You know, he's really connected with people at work and family and friends and really successful. And the one place where this falls down, you know, where his confidence disappears, is around his wife. And his wife is cold and distant and won't talk much, doesn't want to open up. And when they do talk, you know, she's often contradicting and having a different opinion. And so we were talking a little bit about, well, where in your life do you have that confidence? You know, where do you trust yourself completely? And so it's talking about having had boats all his life, you know, 20, 30 years of having various different boats. And so in those situations, he knows what he needs to do. You know, he always knows how to respond. He's got such a lot of experience that he completely trusts himself to be able to handle any situation. And so when it comes to relationships, I was asking him, what's the difference? Why can't you have that confidence when you're in the relationship? You know, you've been together 10 years, you know each other pretty well. And ultimately he was looking for the right bit of information to be able to, you know, to change her. And we said, well, this is the problem, right? The problem is that you're looking for the toolkit to be able to make the difference in the relationship. But ultimately you're looking for tools to be able to control the boat. And the boat you're thinking is her. But in real life, you don't have control over another person, right? They always have the choice to choose how they want to live their life. And so how do you want to show up in the relationship? That's where your power is. That's where your ability to make changes and to have influences. And so I was asking him, what type of boat are you? You know, are you the kind of boat where you're a little bit broken? You know, and the engine's a bit dodgy, doesn't always fire up first time and backfires and splutters a lot, and you never quite know if it's going to be reliable or not. Are you the kind of boat where, you know, there's a leak and you're unsure whether you're going to make it to shore okay? Or are you the kind of boat where everything is smooth, everything is easy, you know, you can consistently rely on the boat, you can consistently rely on having a calm and confident and easy journey. Things are comfortable, things are luxurious. Or are you maybe a smaller boat, right? Still maybe with a bit of luxury, but the ability to nip around and zip in different directions and change where you're going and what your focus is on. Are you able to bring that bit of excitement and adventure? What kind of boat are you? And he really liked that analogy. You know, he could really understand. There, suddenly, he was able to make all the different changes and impact on the relationship that he possibly could. And with the understanding that, actually, the way that I show up, if I'm showing up as the kind of boat I love to be, you know, enjoying the ride, just having fun, able to make exciting things happen when I want to, able to take things easy and just cruise when I want to. When I show up as that guy, if the other person in the relationship doesn't respond to that, well, that tells me something, right? It tells me something. And so how can I be more like that guy? How can I be more like my own boat, the boat I love to be? So that's what I wanted to tell you today. Thanks for watching. We would love to have you join us in our group coaching roundtable. I'll put a link into the description below this video. This is the place where, with other men who are doing the similar work, we dig into these questions and these situations, and we're all learning as we go along, supporting each other. And the great thing about the group coaching side of things is that there's so many different perspectives. You know, you'll often see a guy in there ask a question that totally relates to your situation. In fact, oftentimes that happened in my relationship just last week. We hear that all the time. But I would never have asked that question. And so the different perspectives is such a great thing, to be able to feel like there are other people experiencing the same thing as me, but in various different degrees, and look how they responded to it. And is that how I want to respond to it? You know, it's good to ask these questions and to have the support of other brothers going through the same thing. So anyway, that's what I have for you today. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye.